And I'm Rob.
We're Rob.
Rob Farisco of the Far From Vesuvius podcast. That's Rob Pizarro of Calcio Napoli Club. Just rant about Napoli.
Let's go for it.
We're going to rant. We're going to match report. We're going to talk about the games. We're going to talk about topics. You leave comments and we'll read your comments out, question.
All right. Quick stats.
Yes. Throw the stats up there. On to a nice little segment that we're going to call the Beast of the Match.
The who's beasting it for the Napoli team. Let's see.
But follow us on Facebook. Rafael Rispo. Ralph Pizarro, Twitter at RafaNapoli83, that's me.
CNCUSA26.
I want some feedback to the show. What do you guys want to see? What do you want to see more and less of? This is going to be a show for you guys, too. I want a lot of comments.
We want to rant about something. Let us know if you want us to rant about something.
I promise you, we're not going to agree on everything all the time.
We won't.
We're going to yell at each other every now and then.
Come and rant. This is what it's for. We want to give you a space to let loose so you can do it here.
Well, that's going to do it, Ralph. You know, were we boring enough for you?
I don't know. I think we were great.
Let's get to it.
Madonna do Carmen, aiutici tu.
And benvenuti, fellas and bellas, to the post-game show here on the Raf and Raf Rant. I am Raf Pizarro, joined by my co-host, the Vicar of Vesuvius, Rafa Rispo. How are we doing, Rafa, today?
Yeah, we're doing good. We're doing good. It's just a little bit down about this loss. This was not the way I thought this would go today. But, you know, hey. It happened and we're here to rant about it. We got to move, right?
Yeah, man. It was dramatic first half, crazy first half. Felt like almost like a whole game that first half. We do end up losing the game, but lots to talk about here. Hi to everybody in the chat. Let's get this rant out of the road. Thank you for joining us. I like Michael Simbi's coming here. Christ on a bike. We got Salvatore in the house. Commenting even before we got on live, guys. Thank you for waiting for us as well. The era good feelings is over. No, not so much, Salvatore. Probably not if we win against Firenze. But let's review the game. Let's go over the stats, Rafa. What do you think?
Let's do it.
All right.
Okay, so Luciano Spalletti does a little bit of rotating today, this time with Medet in goal in place of Ospina. Mario Rui does get the start on the left with Koulibaly and Manolas in for Rahmani. We know that he's been favoring Rahmani past few games, but he gets the start today with Di Lorenzo on the right. The double pivot is Elmas Naranguisa and Fabian Ruiz. Insigne on the left, Zielinski in the number 10, Politano on the right. And Petagna, surprisingly, gets a start today for Victor Osimhen. And, there we go. That's your starting 11. Elmas with the goal early, real early, 11 seconds in. That is the tie for a Europa League record for fastest goal scored in the Europa League. But he gets his goal. But then Mario Rui with the red card midway through the first half there.
31st minute.
Spalletti deciding to take Insigne out in the 41st minute for Malqui, which was a little bit surprising. We'll talk about it. We get into the second half and we falter. But we have Osimhen in for Petagna and Anguissa in for Zielinski right at the second half. Doesn't work out. Elmas ends up coming off for Unas and Lozano in for Politano. Consolation goal for Victor Osimhen in stoppages. And we pressed, we tried, but it wasn't enough. They scored three goals on us in the second half, exposing our 10-man deficit. They did get a red card too. So at the end, it was 10-10. But it wasn't meant to be for Luciano Spalletti and Napoli today.
Rafa, looking at the shots today, 11 total shots for Napoli. We had 15 coming from Spartak. Four missed shots for Nap, six missed shots for the Russian. But here we go, like three on target for Napoli today, two going in, three on target for Spartak today, all going in as well. So definitely something to be said there with some of the shots coming in from the team, even though it's a whole Not a whole lot. They're still finding their way in the back of the net. Four block shots to six, respectively, Ralph. But moving into the game stats, here we go.
Yes, Napoli a little bit less in possession today, but obviously because of the red card. 48-52 in favor of Spartak. Eight chances for Napoli, 15 for Spartak. Five yellows, six yellows for Spartak, five for Napoli. One red card each, like we mentioned earlier. Corner kick 6-9 in favor of Spartak. And pass percentage, pretty even, 85-86. And that's the way it is, my friend. That's the way the cookie crumbles. Those chances, you know.
Yeah.
And I tell you what. Now, I'll start off by speaking of our chances. Mario Rui entered this match with 13 chances created, same as Fabian in the season. So, you know, can we say missing Mario Rui was a big-time factor in this match? I mean,
Rafa, the game completely changed right after that red card. I mean, but let's start. Let's just start from the beginning. How about
let's
that?
Go.
I mean, you know, 11 seconds in. It was funny. I had to re-put in my password for the Paramount app, and I missed the first minute and a half, and I missed my boy Elmas scoring a goal. But once again, coming in from that, it all started with that cross from Insigne, which I said he's been doing excellent lately, to Politano. I think it was a rebound off the goalie. I think he tried to kind of like put a hand on it.
Well,
it out,
I think it was
up on Elmas's feet. Was that right?
I'm pretty sure it was the other way around. I think Politano sent it in to Insigne, and Insigne took the shot, which was sort of mistimed. And then, Elmas grabbing the rebound and putting it in. I'm pretty sure, if memory serves me correctly. But either way, Napoli come flying off the gates. But you know what, Ralph? I got to tell you, man. I would be lying if I said that I wasn't worried about us after that goal. Every time, it seems like every time we get a goal in the first few seconds, it seems like we take the foot off the gas or whatever. I mean, I don't want to accuse Napoli of taking their foot off the gas after the goal, but definitely, missed a few chances that could have gone in, and things would have been a little bit different. But, you know, I'm telling you, in the back of my mind, I was like, all right, we're going to lose this game, you know?
I hear what you're saying. Now, I'm not sure if Napoli took their, you know, foot off the gas, at least up until that 31st minute. You know, they had to play damage control and getting themselves out the half. We saw Elmas being moved to right back almost. And, you know, Elmas was winning my beast of the match that first half, Rafa, because he was all over the pitch again. And this is a kid who played practically three positions today, if you really look at it. All right, he started in the midfield. Then he went to right back to back up D'Lo as he got moved to the left when Rui was taken out. Then Malcuit comes in for Insigne. Elmas moves up back to the left wing now. He played three positions today. That, to me, is the definition of a beast. He had a goal as well. He put the team up early within 11 seconds.
Let's officially give it to him. Let's just say he's the beast of the match today. Let's do it.
He's my beast of the match. We're not going to show
him. We won't do the graphic because that's normally a thing where we win and where everybody's happy and this and that. But I can concur there. I think Elmas played a pretty decent game, all things considered. I really do.
Yeah. Scoundrel Pill saying, Mario Rui is oftentimes a frustrating player, and there's almost an instinct to blame him. But that red was harsh, and we have to finish our chances.
But here's the thing, Scoundrel. There's a lot of people on social media, and this is what I got. This is the reason for my tweet saying, come in and see me, because this is BS. A lot of people are still blaming Mario Rui for the loss. Okay, he got the red card. Yes, he got sent off. Was it a little bit harsh? Maybe. I think, personally, I think it was the right call. After looking at it again and after understanding the VAR rule that you can challenge a yellow card and go look at it and see, I thought you couldn't do it on a yellow. I thought it would have to be a red that you can go back to look at. I was wrong, whatever. I'm telling you right now, it probably was a red. It might have been a little harsh, but I think the call was justified. Doesn't mean he cost us the match. Yes, we were down to 10 men. But, Ralph, in the first half, Zielinski had the perfect ball to him to make it 2-0. And if he buries that ball, this is a different conversation because it's a different mentality. We went into that game with that chance. Besides that chance, after that red card, we had it in our head. We're down 10 men. We got to play. You know, then Spalletti makes a change for Insigne, for Malqui Insigne. Maybe he did it a little bit too early. Maybe he took the wrong player off. I don't know what you want to say. Maybe he was conserving him for Fiorentina. Whatever you want to say, he did it. That's it. Maybe he got it wrong. Whatever. But the point I'm trying to make is Napoli had chances to get in front even bigger, and they didn't take it today. That's what beat us today. That and the fact that you got guys that are trying to cover that right back position, that left back position, that shouldn't be covering. You know what I mean? You got Fabian on the right there trying at one point. Mm-hmm. It's just not ideal. And maybe this solidifies the fact that, yes, the wing backs, the depth at wing back is, at fullback is an area of need in the transfer market in the winter. But I don't think it has anything to do with what Mario Reed did today.
Come on. There was a deflection off of Koulibaly that went in the net. Also, Rafa, I just want to – Vincenzo says it. Here, Ospina saves at least one of those goals, man. I think
Murat could have blocked
at least one of those. Mm-hmm.
I have to also bring up, since we're talking about Meret, okay? Mm-hmm. I have to also bring up Ken in the Twitch. I went on Twitch for like 25 seconds. It stopped working for me. Mm-hmm. But when I was in there, he said something that made a lot of sense to me, man. And I'm telling you, it does. He doesn't know how to communicate the way Ospina communicates. After these three plus seasons, he's got to get better at that. Him and Manolas were not gelling at all today. Manolas had to send that ball into orbit over that we thought that he was chipping it into his own net at that one point. And then in stoppage time in the first half, there was a clear ball where Medet could have, you know, as a keeper would, you know, I got it, rush to go get it, come out for the ball. And he just stood there flat-footed like he didn't know what to do, and Manolas had to put it out of touch. And it's like, yo, dude, I understand that you're back from injury and maybe you're trying to get back into match fitness, and I get that too. Benefit of the doubt, fine. But, dude, these are like quintessential, like, goalkeeping. You know, it's goalkeeping 101. Come out for the ball and call for it. You're in charge of the defense.
Right.
That's you. That's your defense. Come out and get the ball. Has nothing to do with the goals that were scored. I think the goals came from just what we're going to get into for the second half, Ralph. Lack of plan, I think.
Well, Sereno says something here. I've been holding this comment here, Ralph.
Go ahead. To do the
first. Zielinski missed. That would have been two. I think we would have pulled that out. I mean, again, another ball. And this was when Marie had that red card. Elmas was in the right back position. Sends a lob ball.
Yeah, that was a ball from Elmas.
Petagna. Petagna takes the ball back heel. A little cheekiness from Petagna to Politano. Ends up going to Zielinski. But that's, I believe, there was kind of a
that's it. No, that was the sequence. The goal.
Yeah, and Zielinski sends the ball flying over the net. I mean, he should have at least got that thing on target, the very least. That could have been.
He puts it on target, it's going in. He puts it on target, it's going in.
Right.
For sure.
The whole left side of the net was wide open. I mean, I know he can't. He did come in there a little strong, but maybe he just got under the ball a little bit too much. And so, again, it's. I think this was a coin toss, Rafa. Like, yes, Marek could have communicated. Yes, Rui got the red card, but I still think it was our game. It could have been our game very easily. I'm going to go through a little bit more of these comments here. Michael Simi says, the ref just wanted to be on the front cover of Napoli's headlines. De Laurentiis is at the ref hotel waiting to strangle him.
I posted a tweet that said, under Raf and Raf, that said, what's the deal with these referees trying to be the stars of the show? It just, I don't understand. I really don't. Because if you're going to give that red card to Mario Rui, then how come, what's his name? The Argentine striker fouled, I believe, Di Lorenzo, I believe, Ezequiel Ponce. How come he didn't get a red card for his challenge? It was almost a similar challenge.
Like, they must have, how many times did they step on our striker's foot? How many times do we, it's like, I don't understand how, like, I guess, well, in the rules of soccer, you know, these are some of these things are yellow cards. But when a player is on a break and you don't play the ball at all and you can just grab him and pull him down, this is one of those fouls. I get it, the professional foul. I get why they do it. We're trying to avoid things. We always talk about how, you know, Collini did it versus the dude. That dude sure. in England and all, but it's one of those fouls. Like, it's one thing if you're scrapping along, you're trying to get the ball and you foul him, but for you to just take your hands and just tackle somebody, there's got to be more to this, man. There's got to be more enforcement. There's got to be a stricter policy to these things, because we had that break. Remember, even when in Giza towards the second half, I don't want to go too far ahead here, but Salvatore says, and even with 10, we blew 3 other chances in the first half. It's true.
Sal De Brita says, Ponce on Manolas was identical. Studs up, all we want is consistency. It was Manolas, not Di Lorenzo. I thought it was Di Lorenzo. Yeah, yeah, exactly. We just want more consistency, man. We need to, you know, if you're going to give that to Mairi, you should have given it to them. And then it would have been an equal playing field for longer. I mean, I realize we got the red card in the 82nd, but that's not what's that going to do. Let's just go. Let's go to second half, Rob. Let's talk about the second half.
Second half, starting 50th minute, Politano long ball to Osimhen. Rafa, right from the beginning.
I mean, Osimhen makes an instant, you know, impact in the game. He gives you a different feel. But I mean, just I felt like he was having trouble getting the ball today. You know, I think a lot of the game was being a little too defensive. I think Spalletti made us a little bit too defensive at times, where we should have gone all out, because there were a lot of times where Osimhen had the ball down there and no one was there with him. You know, you have to give him a little bit of help, even though you're down a man. You know, if you're on the break and attack and you can put this away, then go for it, you know?
Yeah. So there's a few, Rafa, I want to get to a few people here. Ken's in the house.
What's up, dude?
Mered not going out. Mered needs to play. That's all.
I mean,
listen, I just think. Yeah. Listen, not going out. I mean, you're right. Mered needs some time. I mean,
yeah, yeah. But how much time? You know, it's been 3 years now. He's hurt a lot. That's the thing. And for me, I'm okay with recognizing Ospina and Medet as 1A and 1B, but Ospina's 1A in my opinion. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just, he's just, yes, Ospina lets in a couple howlers here and there, but it's a lot far less than Medet. Not saying that he let in howlers today, because he didn't, but I don't think you can totally blame Medet for all the goals either today, honestly. You know what I mean? It just, for me, the bigger picture for me was the lack of the communication with the defense. That's it. You know what I mean? Those goals could have been let in by any keeper on earth. It's just the way it was. Spartak needed a game to break through, because they've been having a really tough season, and this was it for them. They took advantage of us being down 10 men, and I don't think it's Medet's fault entirely. But I just feel like Ospina's the better leading goalkeeper, the leader of the defense.
I want to address this one too, JCC. Varia's crap always costs Sinopoli in Europe.
Now, oh, come on.
I can't fully subscribe to this, JCC. I appreciate your comment and all. But, come on, he dove for that ball. I think what he was trying to do is get his foot kind of like around the ball to kick it out and while he was on the floor. But his studs were a little up and ended up catching the shin. Remember, at first glance, the ref gave him a yellow. Nobody seemed to have a problem with it. And then I guess somebody in his ear was like, maybe we can check this for a red card. They go to VAR. It was a red card. It gets overturned. Just bad luck. Now, maybe in slow motion, yeah, his heels clip it. But I didn't see Ruiz doing anything malicious.
It wasn't malicious.
You know, to really deserve this. It's just the way it kind of turned out.
It wasn't.
Yeah,
malicious.
You got to be a little more careful, Rafa. But yeah, Ruiz been lights out these past few games. He almost won Beast of the Match. I can't call him crap. You can have your opinion, but I won't call him crap. And Cliff, hard disagree here, bro. Hard disagree.
Nah,
here,
no way. Come on.
This is not dictating our season. Why don't you, we almost won this game.
If this dictates our season, then how come the first three games of Juve's season didn't dictate the rest of their season. You understand what I'm saying? Like you guys started out really poor, and now you beat the champions of Europe yesterday. You know what I mean? This isn't going to dictate the season. This is a different Napoli. As a matter of fact, I'm going to skip to the end of the match after the final whistle. When the fans, when the team is coming off the pitch and the fans are usually whistling them off the pitch in this case, okay? They're singing Sarò con te, Napoli torna campione, because guess what? This is a different side, dude. Even in a loss today, we didn't quit. We came right back. I mean, it seemed like we were deflated for those two goals that we let in after the 1-1, but we didn't quit. Osimhen gets a goal, and we still kept going. So I think it's a different season. One game ain't going to dictate anything. Now, I'm not saying it's very important. You're winning in Europe is very important, and we're going to be looked at by all the other fans of all the other teams and say, oh, Napoli lost in Europe. Oh, way to represent Italy. Like, it's like repetitive. I hate when people do that because, you know, you have a Juve that lost in Europe the week before. Or I'm sorry, not Juve. Inter that lost in Europe the week before, right? Say Inter won this week. Oh, it's a different story. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to hear it. It doesn't matter. This loss does not dictate the season. We will be fine. We're going to go to Firenze and play. It's going to be tough, but we're going to pull through. No worries.
I want to get to – this has to do with the second half, Rafa. It's from Ken because I thought the same thing, especially when we saw Anguissa come in as well as Osimhen for Petagna. A mistake tactically. Right. We just went to a 4-4-1 and set back too much. We got unlucky on the first goal. But we invited the pressure and suffer for it.
We did.
I'm with Ken here because
sit
back. We didn't even see Anguissa as aggressive. We didn't see Ruiz as – Ruiz seemed a little bit out of it. Like, I understand putting OCNM up top to try to go for a counterattack. We've been doing it in the Serie A. It works pretty good, but I didn't see that much of a problem even when we went down 10 men. I mean, we've been through this before, right, Rafa? I mean, we went through this the first 30 minutes of our season with Venezia. But even when we got the red card, I still wasn't worried. And I know, I still think that we were mature enough to probably try to find a result. Insigne coming off, Rafa, I'm with you there. It's like, was that the right move? Mind you, this is a captain. We've seen Lorenzo Insigne kind of keeping this team mentally, like, on the field, if you will. You know, just keeping them focused and concentrated. You know, after the 70th minute when the game is pretty much in the bag, then he gets his rest and come off. Today he come and he, you know, big on Insigne to kind of like give some dap to Spalletti, understanding why he was subbed out. I understand that Spalletti had to replace that fullback, but was Insigne the guy to take off? Like, don't you think you needed your captain on the team to make sure he was calling the shots? Because once Di Lorenzo went to the other side, that whole partnership between Politano and Di Lorenzo kind of went away, and it was a big threat. Like, you saw Di Lorenzo's making his runs and Politano giving him the ball for the cross. It was working well. You saw Insigne again with those beautiful crosses over the, you know, to reach the other side, how much trouble it was giving those two things. Our biggest weapons that were working the best at the time disappeared. And we had to find our way back. We had to find a way. And then it just became counterattack ball, which I wasn't crazy about. I thought Napoli could have done much better. I thought Spalletti would have had a better idea. Maybe he was a little too scared with the one man down. And JC, I see you in there being Ruiz the bum. I mean, what is Goulam going to do? The guy barely has been playing, but I'm not going to go into Ruiz the bum. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, but he's been playing good ball, and I'm not knocking the guy. It was just unfortunate that we got a red card. I mean, that's like saying Victor is a bum for getting a red card for losing his
goal. Listen, Koulibaly got a red card in Florence, and we lost 3-0 and lost the Scudetto. Is he a bum?
Listen, Koulibaly was practically responsible for that second goal. He pinched in hard. I believe it was the second goal.
Was it second the first or third?
It was the third. One of them deflected off his leg.
Yeah.
But there was another where he pinched in early. He left the gap in the midfield and the counterattack Spartak scored. So if anybody is to blame here, Koulibaly botched a couple things and you know, remember, three shots on goal, three goals. So it was clinical. It was just
plus
a matter of making mistakes. And those mistakes, unfortunately.
Yeah, and you know what? It's just it wasn't our game. It wasn't our game, and it's okay to have those games. It's fine. You know what I mean? These things happen. Let's not get carried away like we always do. Everybody gets carried away. It's one loss. It's one loss in the Europa League. I know we tied against Leicester City, but hey, we didn't lose to Leicester City. And now we go play Legia Warsaw two games in a row where if we beat them twice, we jump them in the standings. We just have to hope for Spartak to do something in one of the games against, you know, or for Leicester to do something in one of the games against Spartak Moscow. And we could be top of the group still. It's not over. And I don't subscribe to the fact that we're, you know, oh, I'd rather lose here and not in Serie A, blah, blah, blah. No, I want to win every game and I want to win every tournament. I'm so tired of giving up. Like, players don't give up on tournaments unless you're Saudi in 2018 where they had a Scudetto pact. But professional sports players don't give up on tournaments for the sake of another, especially footballers. You don't give up on a tournament in you know, to preserve yourself for another one. You try to win everything, and that's what we have to do. Again, we got to show our shit in Europe. Otherwise, we'll be a laughingstock. Now, again, you look at the score on the sheet, 3-2. We lost to Spartak. Fine, but you watch the game, and we didn't quit. Victor Osimhen got a goal at the end, and we pressed for another one. So I'm not too you know, worried about it.
Salvatore De Brito with Spalletti thinking ahead to the weekend, taking off Insigne. Didn't want to run him into the ground playing with 10. Probably, you know, Sal, you're probably right here again.
Yeah.
Like I'm not like complaining too much about it. It's just that, you know, we tied our game against Leicester, having our captain on the field for another 20 minutes. I think he would have been okay.
I agree, just to try to
get the game back into our hands and try to take some more control. I think Insigne could have really helped. And then,
I agree. Okay.
You know,
one mistake. 16... One mistake. Spalletti makes one mistake.
Yeah.
First one.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I'm just kind of. There was a lot of comments. Rafa is great. I want to go.
Yeah. This one. I want to give everybody a big one too.
Losing the midfield three confused. It's true. Like, we did not seem totally focused on point than we did in the last few games. We in that second half, we really saw a bit of a disheveled Napoli. Me personally, I would have probably liked to see Ruiz come off and maybe put in a Deme or something. I wasn't sure taking Zielinski off right away was a good choice. But again, only my opinion. I'm not sure. I'd like to know what everybody else thinks. But not the best Napoli. Didn't see, just out of focus. You know, in their heads a little bit. You know, even Osimhen coming on and trying to maybe get like inject some energy into the team, but that pressure that was on him seemed to go in his head a little bit. I just saw a lot of nervous energy on the field, Rafa, and they since then they were having a hard time connecting. They were having a hard time trying to get plays together, trying to connect some passes. And it really wasn't until maybe later into the second half when they got a little bit warmer. Mm-hmm. Maybe Spartka was pressing hard. At this point, when you change the momentum and you give these guys the confidence to push forward and you're sitting back, I mean, goals are going to come. It's going to happen.
Yeah. Yep.
It's going to happen.
And it came from Victor. Yeah. Seven goals now, all competitions. Three in Europa League.
All right. Well, I was talking about Spartak getting momentum to come forward to Napoli.
Oh,
But yes, the second half of the second half, we saw a little bit more. As they started warming up, we saw a little bit more. So maybe Spalletti had a good idea with changing those players, getting Nguyen and Victor on quicker. They could warm up quicker, and then by the 70th minute, we would have saw a little bit more, which we did. Unfortunately, just wasn't enough. Once that, even when we were down 2-1, Rafa, I still wasn't worried. I really still wasn't worried. I thought, I was like, well, we can at the very least come. I mean, we came back from Leicester. I mean, we can at the very least come back and tie the game. But once that third goal came in, I knew it. I was like, man, Napoli's just not there today. They're not there.
Well, you know, and another thing is that, you know, you have the fact that we have, you know, played so well all season long, you know. And this is our first blip, you know, it's bound to happen. You can't necessarily be perfect all season. I mean, unless you're, you know, Bayern Munich or PSG or whatever, and then, you know, that's just the way it is. Like things are going to happen, and you got to, you know, again, a new manager, you know, a tough situation that he was put in, and now he's learning from that situation. You know, and Sal's saying exactly what I'm saying. Let's be calm. You know, we have to just keep our heads up and move on to the next one. Move on to the next one.
Not going on. I'm gonna address you one more time, and then I'm done. Rui constantly makes mistakes, especially in Europe. It wasn't a mishap. Wasn't unlucky. It was a poor decision once again. Listen, man.
Listen. He is,
let me just respond first.
Go ahead. Rafa. Go ahead.
Not
go
going ahead. Out. One again. I appreciate you coming in here and. You know, stating your opinion. That's what the chat is all about.
That's what it's all about.
However, Rui has been a different player so far this season. If you want to judge him from his past performances, I get it. I get it. Because, you know, if history serves us right, Rui had some botched defenses. I remember against PSG, nobody was more pissed at Mario Rui than me when I think it was like Mbappe got around him that game in PSG. But he has been pretty solid at so far the start of the season. It was a crazy, he was trying to make a play and the card was yellow. You take out VAR, Mario Rui is still in this game. Napoli probably win, you know? So what I would say is don't judge him by his past performances. Start fresh from this season, Mr. Not Going Out or Ms. Not Going Out, and give him another chance and see what he can do, because he has been fighting for that starting spot. And no matter what ADL did or no matter who we signed or whoever, this is what we got. And he's been doing okay. He almost made beast of the match here a couple times, like I said.
Oh, he's on the cusp.
Just give him the benefit of the doubt, but judge him from now at this point this season. And if he keeps messing up again, I'm with you. You come back on and I'll agree with you. But until absolutely. That time, just – for your sake, to enjoy what's going on, give him another chance. That's all I'm trying to get at. I appreciate you.
I had to put this up. Let's not forget he was our left back when we had 91-point season and has been consistent for years. Yes, whether it's consistently good or consistently bad or consistently average, he has been consistent in a season. Like, you can't really say, oh, he had a good start to the season and then faltered or vice versa. Whatever he's doing all year. And I'll tell you what, this one little blip in the radar, like, it's fine. It's fine, man. Now it's just, you know, it's a red card. It's a reason to rotate out, you know. Right. Now we have to play against Legia in, I believe it's in Naples next. The match before that, we could play Rui and focus on, you know, not playing Rui in the Europa League, mm-hmm. you know. Also, we're forgetting to also acknowledge that Manolas had a goal at his head, but he was called offside. Maybe rightfully so. I think I caught a glimpse of the offside. But, you know, a step off and he's onside and we are up again. You know, like you got to look at these things the way that, you know, the way they are. OK, yeah. And plus, it's still early in the group stage. We can bounce back from this. It's not the end of the Europa League. It's not the end of the world.
Right. No
big deal.
Today, so that helps. That helps.
It helps a little bit. I would rather have them gotten a point so that we could, because now we have to rely on Leicester, which I mean, I'm sure they will, but they've got to get a result in at least one of those two games for us to, you know, if we beat Legia Warsaw twice, we're at 7 and they're at 6. And then we have to have Leicester City like win and draw or like lose or whatever. But don't forget we have Spartak ahead of us now. And it's, again, all important to either win this group stage or if those people who don't want anything to do with Europe crash out, because we have a pretty congested fixture list in February if we have to play in the Europa League and African Cup of Nations players just coming back from it. So to avoid that playoff round between second place Europa League and third place Champions League would be perfect, because even if we finish in third and go down to the Conference League, we got to play Conference League, you know, Europa League third place versus Conference League second place. We still got to play in that February fixtures. So to win this group is very, very important for us, because we avoid that entirely if we do. So we got to do that. Got to happen. Got to come back from this. And I think we will.
Rafa, I'm going to put some closing music on. We're going to head out, all right? I believe that's all I got for the day. I mean, a couple plays by Unas. We saw Unas in the 93rd minute kind of linking up with D'Lo there on the right. D'Lo was able to send in a kind of a cross to Victor that led to the second goal. Again, just like we were doing it in the first half, I wanted to mention that real quick.
Yeah.
But it's all good, guys. Listen.
Look at the positives. Right. Victor scores again. Seven goals in all competition. It's a beautiful thing.
Let's get a Fortunopoly going on in the chat.
Let's get a Fortunopoly.
Appreciate everybody coming out today, all the new guys. We saw a few new faces. It's always good to see new faces, Rafa, no matter what.
Yes.
No matter what. And again, everybody's entitled to their opinion. We appreciate everybody coming hard, but always be respectful.
Absolutely. It's a debate. It's a debate show. Rafi, this was the whole point of us starting the show way back in January. Am I right? We come on here to debate with you, not to fight with you, but to debate with you.
Yeah.
And it might get a little heated, and that's fine. We're still Napoli. We're still friends. We're still family. We still love. And it's all good. It's all good. No matter what. It's all good.
Speaking of family, Wema.
Hey, mama.
Wema, the boss.
Mama.
See, it's a family show, everybody.
Napoli ha perso, mama.
All right, not going out. Just get over it. We understand. Rui's a mess up. That's fine, man. Just Fortunopoly, bro. Just throw Fortunopoly up so I can put you up here. Put you up here, bro.
Forza Napoli.
I'm telling you, hey, big hearts.
So, what's next, Rafi boy?
We got Sunday, the Fiorentina game.
Sunday, Fiorentina, 12 o'clock noon start time, right?
Yeah. Nice. We're gonna have a nice pranzo post game match, right?
Yeah, it's gonna be a big one. Yeah. And then we're on a break. And then we're on a break.
Yes.
Napoli is on a break anyway. We'll be here on Monday, but Napoli's on a break.
So this Monday will be the... That's weird. Not going. But put Fortunopoly, bro.
It is weird, but it's fun too. It's fun.
Low kick. Low kick comes in. Says Rui can mess up a cup of coffee. Antonio, we papa. Simple song. Aversu una battaglia, però non la guerra. I think that's a good way of looking at that. Respawns are a glass half full family, Rob. I think that's what it is, right?
People.
That's good.
In most cases, we're very happy people. It's all right, good, man.
Let's kick out of here before more Rui people. Let me see.
Hold on. I'm going to put this up quick. Ready for Italy semifinal Nations League. Should be good. Yes, sir. I'm very excited about that. Imagine Italy winning 2 trophies in a year. What? Come on. There we go.
That's the attitude we like. Forza Napoli. Forza Raff and Raff for sure, man. Thank you for all the support, guys. It's been super good. Oh, my music turned off. Let's put it back on.
I'm going to keep that going.
Low kick. Italy's going to win. Is going to win 2-0.
2-0. 2-0.
Nice call.
Italy, Spain.
We're gonna have the Renaissance chat this Monday, right, Rafa? I believe.
Oh yeah. Is it this Monday?
Right. This is the week off.
Well, yeah. We're going into the week off. Yeah.
So I think this
was
Monday.
It this Monday or next Monday? We'll figure it out.
We'll double check. Yeah.
We'll let everybody know. I'm okay with doing it this Monday. I'm okay with doing it next Monday. Whatever we want to do. That's fine.
Yeah, but look out for that, guys. We're going to have the Familia back up on.
Right.
What are you going to say, Rafa?
No, I was going to say that we have a lot coming up soon. We're still waiting on your kit to come in. That'd be nice.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a while, this one.
Yeah,
I bought it like right in the beginning, so I'm sure there's like 500,000.
Chris Estrada, I'm excited about it. Argentina, Italy for the Copa Euro America. That's pretty cool. It's sort of like the old Intercontinental Cup for the two winners of the Euro and the Copa America. Very cool. I hope it's in Naples, but I heard it might be in a neutral venue, and I heard the United States is a possibility.
Oh.
And I also heard
That...
New Jersey might be a possibility.
No,
who's going to be? What? No. MetLife Stadium.
The MetLife Stadium.
MetLife Stadium. Yeah. That's a rumor. Don't take it as fact. I don't know, but that's a possibility. But wherever it is, I'm very excited for it. But yeah, we have a lot coming up. We have a guy coming in. I don't remember his handle, but he's a Kit guy. He wants to come in and he wants to debate us on Coppa versus EA7. Also, look out for a couple of pretty cool surprises that are on the pipeline. We're working on some big stuff, guys. We might be having some big, big stuff coming up. Just keep your eyes and ears peeled. You want to follow us on all of our platforms and check us out. Let us surprise you with some really cool stuff.
Yeah, and while you're there, hit the like button. Please subscribe, share, tell a friend. Get some more people in here, guys. This show is for you. It was built for you guys and for Napoli. So it's been a pleasure, all the support. Forza Napoli soon.
Napoli very soon. I know he's dying. I know, Chris.
Maybe we'll put it in for the Fiorentina game, Rafa.
We could probably do that.
I have to reinstate. It was weird. I'm not going to go through the technical issues, but we had some technical issues. I have to reinstate the number. It's been quite a lot to do to get that phone back on, but we do have it back. We figured out the solution. Thank you, Vincenzo, again. Congratulations. 203 now, Christopher. We got 203 now.
Yeah.
Yes, growing and growing, guys. But anyway.
Yeah, Napoline. Napoline is coming at you. We'll bring it back.
Maybe we'll do a Fiorentina Sunday, all right? But until then, guys, Forza Napoli sempre. Raf, once again, great show. We'll see you guys soon. Ciao, ciao.
Yes, ciao. Ciao for now.